You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We're going to take a look at the afternoon testimony on the 20th of April, 2023, in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. It was an afternoon that was filled with text messages, surveillance footage, and personal testimonies that really brought to light some of the shocking nature of the events that have allegedly taken place with Lori and Chad Daybell and their missing children. If we look back to November 1st of 2019, Rexburg police began investigating a Jeep Wrangler with a Texas license plate believed to be involved in a shooting in Arizona. The Jeep was associated with Lori Vallow, her brother Alex Cox, and her children JJ Vallow and Tylee Ryan. Authorities soon found the Jeep on November 4th, but nobody inquired about its whereabouts or why it was towed. As the investigation continued, police observed Lori and Chad Daybell, who had recently lost his wife, acting affectionately toward each other in public. This raised suspicion about the nature of their relationship, and the events that followed would unravel a twisted web of lies, deceit, leading to the discovery of J.J. Vallow's and Tylee Ryan's remains. The investigation took a turn November 26, and police returned to Lori's apartment for a welfare check on J.J. Vallow, requested by Kay Woodcock. Officers there discovered a number of inaccuracies in Lori's statement, such as her claims that J.J. was in Arizona, Tylee was attending BYUI, and that Chad was Alex's friend. Despite their suspicions, police had little concrete evidence to go on at that time, and it wasn't until later that investigators found a series of text messages exchanged between Chad and his late wife, Tammy Daybell. On September 9th of 2019, Chad claimed to have shot a raccoon in the yard and detailed his day's events, which was unusual for their text exchanges. The date of the text message was significant, as it came the day after Tylee was last seen alive. Detectives soon obtained warrants to search the three apartments in the complex where Lori lived. Inside apartment 175, they found an envelope and package from Amazon, keys on the counter, and various items throughout the house. In the garage, they discovered couches, tables, guns, and several totes. In apartment 174, they documented the contents, including a lease agreement under the name Lori Ryan, various rooms, and personal belongings. The investigation then took a dark turn on January 3rd, 2020. A search warrant was executed at Chad Daybell's house. FBI agents and police seized evidence, including electronic items, which were taken to the FBI Intermountain West Computer Forensic Laboratory for analysis. As the trial progressed, witnesses continued to testify about their interactions with Lori and Chad. One notable witness, an FBI intelligence analyst, reviewed data from electronic devices seized from Chad's house in January 2020. He discovered emails and communications indicating a close relationship between Lori and the Daybell family, as well as photos of Tammy with her husband, children, and grandchildren. Throughout the trial, prosecution presented a vast array of exhibits, including cell phone records, hotel receipts, business documents, life insurance information, and other items that painted a very grim picture of the events surrounding the disappearance of J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan. We'll have the full audio for you from the court as soon as we get it, so you can hear this in its complete detail of the testimony that took place this afternoon in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell. There is no court on Friday the 21st. They have made an agreement that they've made quite a bit of progress, so they're going to let it be for Friday and come back on Monday, which, of course, will continue our coverage as well. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of that. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell
from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.